Pepsi Now Bottling first intermission here in Big Rapids. Commissioner of the CCHA, Don Lucia, is with us. Good seeing you, sir.
Nice to see you. We're back at it again, aren't we? First CCHA games of the year.
We are. Seems like I just saw you. What a certainly exciting championship run that was for the CCHA.
It was a great run. We've been very fortunate. We were 3 years in. We've had three outstanding championship games going down right down to the wire, all three of them with full houses, and that's what we anticipated. We set up the new playoff structure a few years back.
Certainly an interesting offseason with St. Thomas's announcement and then the league bringing Augustana in a year early. Hate to say this, but is this going to be the nature of college sports and college hockey in general, of always a little bit in flux?
Well, I think college sports maybe more so than college hockey. I when you look at things, that I think this leagues are pretty well settled in now. I don't foresee in our sport the same movement as what we've seen. I mean, the NCHC now is up to 10 teams in a couple years, and there's really not much incentive to go beyond that for anybody. You know, we're in a good spot with our eight. Are we in a position to add anybody? There's no sense with our athletic directors at this time that they want to look to expand our conference. And I think they just want to worry about continuing to make our league better, make our brand better, and just concentrate on the eight teams that we do have. As far as college sports in general, you know, everybody's chasing the almighty dollar with the house settlement and everything else. So it's going to be an interesting few years as far as what's going to happen with the NCAA and especially the BCS football schools.
How can that NCAA lawsuit and settlement and NIL and all this trickle down to hockey and hopefully not hurt it?
I don't think it's going to have much effect on hockey. When you read right now, I think even the BCS schools anticipate 95% of that money's going to football, basketball, and women's basketball. There might be a few crumbs left over for somebody else. and I think you may see some sports look completely different at that level, where they are going to downgrade them. And they may look more like club sports than current Division I sports, because they add scholarships to some sports are going to take away from others.
You look at the Sanford Center, you look in Mankato, you look at McInnis Ice Arena, you look at the Barry Event Center. There's some great buildings.
There is.
Ferris wants to do something else here. They don't have a whole lot of real estate to do it. Is that the biggest problem with the CCHA right now, is making an environment that draws fans into the building?
Well, I think if you look at our league right now, you know, Ferris obviously is in a little different boat. I was just with their athletic director. They were walking around campus this week with their finance guy and the president, and I think that it is something that they want to do. They want to try to have a new building for ice hockey. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but the good news is I think they have a supportive president, which I think is really important, and their athletic director, Steve Brocklebank, is outstanding, and he knows the importance of it too if they want to continue to try to reestablish their Division I program. But beyond that, I mean, Augustana's new rink, Lake State's got a good building, Bowling Green's just added a new club area on that open end. So we really have pretty darn good buildings in our league, and we have good attendance, so they're good environments to play in.
I love coming to this place and talking about Bob Daniels, because he is such a good person.
Yeah, he's
not to mention a great hockey coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it a long time. It's 33 years. You know, obviously the window's closing on an outstanding career at some point, whenever that's going to be. But he's had an outstanding career, and he's meant a lot to this community. And, you know, that's you don't see that anymore. You know, there's been loyalty to Bob Daniels, but just as important, there's been a lot of loyalty to Ferris State from Bob Daniels when he's had some opportunities to move earlier in his coaching career. So, you know, at some point soon, you see some of these guys that, you know, they get in their mid-60s or look at wrapping up their careers. And, you know, there's always been a few announcements already with Mike Schaefer at Cornell, Jeff Jackson at Notre Dame. They're going to call it a career. So especially with some of these changes, that might be driving some coaches to their retirement sooner than maybe they anticipated, but that's all part of the game.
He's Ferris State's R.H. Bob Peters.
Yes.
Correct?
Without question. You know, R.H. went there. I'm sure R.H. had plenty of opportunities to move, but that's where his life was. He liked Bemidji. He liked the environment he's in, and he was a teacher. And that's much like Bob. He's been here, as I said, 33 years. I don't think he ever had more than a one-year contract all those 33 years, which is incredible when I heard that. But he's an outstanding person. He's done a great job with our program over the years. And, you know, hopefully whenever that time comes, he's going to be missed around Big Rapids community.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Don Lucia, commissioner of the CCHA, with us here. It's our Pepsi 9 bottling first intermission on the Beaver Radio Network.